bringing some closure to the victims of improper foreclosure.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Obama administration and nearly every U.S. state are ready to settle with five of the country's largest banks over alleged foreclosure abuses. The $26 billion deal, which is expected today, will reportedly involve direct payments of about $1,500 to people who've been foreclosed on. Anthony Sanders, who teaches real estate finance at George Mason University, says that's great, but it doesn't solve the housing mess.
If you're a major league pitcher that's won 21 games and you lose your arm in an off-season boating accident and you get a check for $1,500 from the insurance company, I sincerely doubt that's going to make you feel any better.
The settlement money would also be used to cut interest rates and principal for homeowners who are underwater on their mortgages. Now to a report about a looming problem that bankruptcy lawyers say could end up being as big as the mortgage crisis. The $1 trillion student loan debt bomb. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
You've probably heard that student loans surpassed credit card debt for the first time not long ago. But unlike credit card debt, it's next to impossible to escape student debt by filing for bankruptcy. William Brewer is president of the National Association of Consumer Bankruptcy Attorneys.
Those student loans literally becomes a ball and chain that the person drags to their grave.
His group wants to change that, and as bankruptcy attorneys, they'd get more business. But consumer advocates agree. Mark Kantrowitz edits the financial aid website FinAid.org. He says the federal government offers borrowers other forms of relief, like income-based repayment plans and deferment. Private lenders don't.
There are many options for financial relief for the federal loans that are lacking with the private student loans.
Some lawmakers have been pushing a bill that would make it easier to discharge private student debt. With a divided Congress, Kantrowitz says it's unlikely to pass anytime soon. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Now to a story we aired yesterday about a proposed merger between Capital One and ING Direct. Opponents said the combined bank could put the economy at risk, and our report did not include a response from Capital One. The bank says neither it nor ING engaged in practices that led to the financial crisis and that the combined bank would be, quote, fully diversified. And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in overseas trading this morning. We're up about 0.1% right now in London after the Bank of England this morning said it's pumping another $79 billion into the UK economy in an attempt to avoid recession. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow inched up 5 points to close at 12,883.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland, a European location offering a workforce that's well-educated, smart, and driven. More at investni.com/invest. By Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted email. Reputation.com. And by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com.
In addition to being the home of Marketplace, Los Angeles is a city with a population of about 4 million people, about 13 million in the metro area, which is the third biggest metropolitan economy in the world. L.A.'s mayor, Antonio Villaraigosa, is president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors at the moment, and he joins us now in our L.A. studio. Good morning.
Jeremy, it's great to be with you.
It's great to have you here. I want to start by asking you, I remember back in 2005, when you were inaugurated, I remember listening to your speech, and one of the things that you talked about was that the biggest challenge for Los Angeles was the fact that we spend so much time stuck in traffic. You talked about a subway to the sea. Why hasn't that happened yet?
Remember when we were talking about doubling the size of our rail system, we didn't have the money to do it. That was 2005. Well, since then, we passed Measure R, a half penny sales tax, to generate $40 billion to double the size of the rail system. And Measure R actually helps to fund a subway that will take us very close to the sea.
Do you see Los Angeles in the future as a city with a transportation system like New York or Chicago or Washington, D.C., where you really can get anywhere you want to go quickly on a train or a bus?
It will be unique to Los Angeles. It won't be New York, Chicago, or San Francisco. But yes, you know, there was a lot of attention on LA during so-called Carmageddon. That HOV lane that we will build will relieve the most congested freeway in the United States.
The 405.
But we can't continue building freeways in LA. We've got to invest in public transportation. That's what I said we'd do 6 years ago in my inaugural speech, as you mentioned.
All right. Well, in addition to being the mayor of Los Angeles, you are also, as we said, the president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. What is a city that you have seen since you've been in that job that has inspired you, that you see as a model for things that other cities in the country should emulate?
Well, there are a lot of great cities. Chicago's one of them. New York is a very well-run city. So is Boston. L.A. is unique. It's a city with a gateway to Asia and Latin America. And that's why I believe we are America's city of the future, because of the proximity that we have to the growing economies of Asia and Latin America.
I used to live in New York, which I think is a great city. I now live in L.A., which I think is a great city as well. But it's kind of hard sometimes to convince people of that. Why do you think L.A. has this weird, bad rap in some parts of the country?
I love the New Yorkers who always talk about New York but live in Los Angeles. I actually find it rather funny. I think what happens is many of the people that live in Los Angeles weren't born here, so they still feel some connection. But there's a reason why they live here.
Yeah.
There's a quality of life here, and people just embrace you. And I think that's why people love Los Angeles the way they do.
Antonio Villaraigosa is the mayor of Los Angeles and the president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Mayor Villaraigosa, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And finally to London, where comedian Tim Vine has won a prize for Joke of the Year with this line, conjunctivitis.com. That's a sight for sore eyes. Vine also won a joke contest 2 years ago with this zinger. I've just been on a once-in-a-lifetime holiday. I'll tell you what, never again. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Walter Mosley is known mostly for his crime novels. For his latest, he decided to write about the here and now as well.
The identity of this so-called middle class, really working class person, man and woman, has begun to embrace what black and Latino people knew all through the 20th century.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. All I did was shoot my man. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.